at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Sean Ganan going to stop in a little later on this morning. He's at the Funny Bone with Augie Smith. See Augie this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Augie's all around the country. One of our buds and one of the funniest guys we know. And an angry guy, at least on stage. I think his life's a little different now. He's got a couple babies and a wife.
Yeah, because that'll...
Kept his anger on stage.
That always makes you happier.
That's true. That's a good point. He's angry. I think he's angry for different reasons now. Yeah. Exactly. That's a good point.
He is keeping the hate alive.
The hate alive, exactly. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Recording a new record this weekend, too.
You mentioned that. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, at the Funny Bone.
At the Funny Bone,
At the Funny Bone.
See, usually I don't like to mention that because it just encourages people to say things.
He's been putting it out on social media last week or so.
Well, if you say stuff at the Funny Bone, they do kick you out, you know.
Yeah, or if you say something when you're being recorded, you know, if they're actually going to make a record out of it, they cut you out.
That's true.
They edit you out.
They would edit you out, exactly.
Because you're not funny. You're not the reason people are buying Augie Smith CD.
And that's why you record the whole weekend, so you can splice out the jackass.
Exactly. Splice out the jackass.
Boy.
Yeah, look at that. We don't do that.
We can't.
We're splicing each other out every damn break. Splice out the jackass in that grave.
Cut that out. We got to start over.
We'd be volunteering. Splice out me in that one. I was the jackass.
Yeah, see, that's the thing why I wouldn't want to do this show not live. Because we would listen to it and decide.
I wouldn't listen to it. We just put it out there.
What should we edit out?
No.
It's like, kind of thing. We should edit that.
No, you don't listen to it.
You should probably. You're right.
You don't listen to it.
Don't listen to it.
You don't listen to it.
And put it out there.
Just put it out. Put it out, Craig. Put it out.
Craig, yesterday was a great food ranking day. Do you have any more food for us to rank today?
No, but we can come up with some, imagine.
No. That's fine.
It does cause some... We can do what food is cooler, but I don't want to do that. I like people. People's cooler.
No,
that way there's no arguing. It's people. No.
Right.
That's some great French fries
that's
last
what I
night.
Can do with that.
Which required no ketchup.
I had sushi last night.
Here's something I like about
put ketchup on my sushi.
Getting a big order of French fries. Yeah. Oh, and not smoking anymore, so my truck doesn't smell like smoke, but I got into my truck this morning, and it smelled like French fries still.
I found a French fry in my car yesterday.
Was it tasty?
No, I was really laying down. I think it was on the ground, and you know our cars are pretty messy this time of year with all the weather. So I gave it
still
to,
ate
I
it.
I threw it out to the birds.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. You weren't tempted?
I looked at it, but I looked at it, but I don't know. I really don't know when it was there because I don't order fries by myself. So it must have been with my son. Must have reached over into his bag, grabbed one, dropped it. It was on the driver's side of my car, and I don't know how long it's been there. So, and it didn't look fresh.
You should have given a run.
Yeah. There was hair and a nickel attached to it, you know.
That's your hair.
A nickel.
Your nickel.
There was a nickel laying there next to it. So I took the nickel and threw it out for some lucky bird.
Right. The sticky nickel.
The sticky nickel.
For whatever
nickel.
Reason.
That's a great bar.
Change is always sticky.
That's a strip bar. Join us at the sticky nickel. Well,
there's a place in town that makes really good curry fries.
Yeah.
And I went one night to pick up an order from that place.
Mm-hmm.
They were only in the truck for maybe 5 minutes to get home.
And it smells...
3 days my vehicle smelled like curry.
There you go. French fries.
Mm-hmm. Today is pie day.
No, it's French fry day today.
3.14.
Yeah. Oh, 3.14.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah.
It's hilarious every year.
Isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It is.
Geeks like it.
Oh, so the rest of us.
No, I could go.
No,
I would have went all day without figuring that out.
I don't even
know. No, they would have done it on the news tonight.
What the significance of that number is.
Pie.
Yeah, it's some
circumference. No, this is what we do every time, and it's really boring.
Yeah.
So move on.
It's a ratio of some kind.
Once again.
And
this is what we did it out when we listened to the show.
I think I learned about it when I was a sophomore in college.
There you go.
And I don't know that I've... No, a high school. And I really haven't instituted it much then.
It's necessary. It's important. It's the mathematical ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. Duh.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Craig read that, by the way.
Sure.
That wasn't off top of his head. Don't think, because I know people on the radio can't see Craig looking down.
There are probably people who employ that in their everyday life.
Ain't absolutely
their,
they do.
In their job.
Ain't us.
Maybe somebody making an airplane or something.
So apparently there's discounts on the, that you can find.
All right.
On pie?
Yes. Hither and yon. Or pizza or pie, pizza pie or whatever. Right. Yeah. You know, different places are playing around with this.
Top favorite, five favorite pies coming up.
Nebraska won the first round of their Big Ten tournament. Creighton plays today in the Big East tournament, and Wichita State will face the East Carolina Pirates tonight at 9. So watch your team. Creighton plays at 1:30 today.
Creighton, does Wichita State have a chance? Because Creighton's a bubble team still. Nebraska's not. They're done.
Creighton or Wichita State has gone on a run here as of late.
Got it. They a bubble team?
I don't know that they are.
Creighton doesn't have to win the tournament. They're actually a bubble team.
They are a bubble
now.
Team. They're going to have to win some.
A bunch of games, a couple games, yeah, at
yeah.
least. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Wichita State had a.
And Husker fans, shut up. You have to win the whole thing. You're not going to.
Middle of the season. Yeah. Nebraska plays today at 2.
Yeah. You knew who they play, Puss.
Maryland, my Maryland. She is not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Cause all she's burned,
the northern scum. She burns,
she'll come,
and Lincoln's an asshat.
There you go, Husker fans. Sing that today at the bar.
I was on the phone for one call. We go from pie to Maryland to Lincoln's an asshat.
Yeah, that's it.
What happened?
The Huskers play Maryland
ball,
today.
Yeah.
Ball.
Ah, okay.
Ball.
Gotcha.
That's what
ball.
You get when you
What
can.
About Kansas and K-State?
They're playing sometime.
They're really, both those teams are really good, though, so they're in a tournament no matter what. They got good basketball programs.
Yeah,
and so does the Shockers, for that matter, and so does Creighton.
Yeah, but I don't think the Shockers are having the year they're used to.
Probably not.
And last I saw, Creighton was listed as one of the first four out.
They're a bubble team right now. Yeah, they got to win a bunch of games in the Big East tournament. But they've been coming back.
Yeah. And I get perhaps the saddest news for a lot of people.
What is it?
Is that Blake Bortles is no longer a Jaguar.
He's just released outright, right? So he's out there. So Huskers, Denver could pick him up.
Flacco and Bortles striking
in
fear morning. Into the heart of opponents nowhere.
they just show this just one of those stupid Twitter sites that always messes with players and stuff. It was it might have been Awful Sports, but it was it said remembering Blake Bortles, and he goes out for this pass and he just throws his ball and he just throws it into like 8 yards into the side of a guy's helmet on his own team. It was like I don't know what exists around the bubble there when the video is so great.
But give him credit. That dude made a lot of money being a very mediocre
quarterback. Well, the last contract he signed was huge, right?
Oh, he'll get on with somebody.
Yeah, he'll be a backup somewhere.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a backup.
Yeah, he was his record as a starter was 24-49.
Ooh. That's not all his fault.
I thought he had one good year.
Well, they were. Yeah. They were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's where he signed every contract.
Right? That's where he got the good deal, right?
That's where he got a lot of his wins.
Yeah, I was going to say he got probably 10 or 11 of those wins.
And, you don't hear these stories too often. A mafia boss is dead. Got shot at his home in New York.
Really? Because the mafia is, since Rico and they took that, taking down Agati, it's really done.
This is the...
in general, it's done.
Gambino crime family? Are they still doing well?
I can't answer that.
No, Rico's took down a lot of the New York, the mob. The mob's not like it was even 10, 12, 20 years ago.
This guy is either the head or the underboss of the Gambino crime family.
And he's dead, huh?
And they killed him, gunned down while walking outside his house on Staten Island.
Whacked him.
I watched a lot of those mafia documentaries.
53-year-old shot several times. Suspect took off in a blue pickup truck, so look for that.
I will.
They
all know who
crime
it is.
Family vernacular.
Even if I saw that blue pickup truck, I would not report it.
I did not see a blue pickup truck.
I didn't see nothing.
That wasn't a. That's also not a random. You're right. I didn't see anything. It's not a random killing either. The neighbors didn't see anything for sure. I have no idea whose blue pickup truck that was.
I was not home.
No. Well, the neighbors know that house, so they're.
I thought it was red.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it being a pickup truck. Right. Yeah, some of those things you just kind of go, I'll just go back inside. Here.
Yeah, Well, in that neighborhood, they know who lives in that house.
I'm gonna let that go.
Yeah.
Well, and you're right; it's not someone dangerous. If you're not mobbed up and you didn't make that guy mad, you're fine.
Yeah. And nasty weather all over the place.
Yeah, it was a cyclone bomb hit Denver.
Bomb cyclone. Yeah. Other way around.
Oh, that's right.
Whatever.
It looked pretty bad, but you know what? That's one of the situations. At least we had a decent day for a change. It was pretty bad.
Eastern Colorado, Western Kansas, Western Nebraska.
Parts of Interstates 80, 25, 79, 70 closed in Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota.
Wichita got hit.
Yes.
Yeah, a little wind.
And the video from Denver Airport yesterday was just amazing. They weren't taking off.
More than 1,300 flights canceled at DIA at Denver.
1,300?
Yeah. Man,
that's the whole day.
Texted a guy I knew in Denver yesterday. Said his grill took a flying leap off of the patio.
Really? Just flew right off. Man.
Just gone.
Over the railing?
Yeah.
Man.
Gone.
That's some wind.
Yeah. Air pollution is actually killing more people than smoking.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it, and I just don't believe it.
Nope. When I go outside and I see that air pollution, I take in a deep breath and I say, that's a lung full of money right
that's
there. That's what that is.
A lung full of money. Yeah, the EPA is just being shredded right now by this douchebag.
German researchers say the pollution caused around 8.8 million deaths in 2015.
I just don't believe
it. Nearly double the previously estimated 4.5 million. The World Health Organization estimates that smoking kills around 7 million people a year.
But we did something about smoking.
We won't. Well, we started to do something about the EPA, but we're not now.
We can't.
The rules are going back. The rules are going back because of the douchebag.
Because of Obama's job-killing regulations.
Yeah, that was it.
It's one of my favorite talking points.
Among idiots?
I will spew that for the rest of my life.
It's not true, but that's fine.
No, but it's a good answer to just about everything.
Oh, yeah, it is.
What's wrong with the world? Yeah. It's Obama's job-killing regulations.
From some knuckle-dragger.
New Jersey lawmakers may be voting on legalizing the recreational marijuana by the end of the month.
I was reading an article, I didn't get to the bottom of it, talking about radio taking marijuana ads. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing.
Why the hell not?
Well, it's because I don't know if the rules are now, but alcohol's back on the air. I mean, for years you couldn't advertise alcohol, certain alcohol. I forgot what worked. Cigarettes for sure not.
It was spirits.
Spirits, but spirits are back. That's right.
Yeah, we are
spokespeople for Jameson Whiskey here on the show.
We didn't.
There was a long time. It was just beer, no spirits. Right.
Right, but there was no actual rule.
No, there wasn't.
They just took themselves off.
Right.
So there wouldn't be a rule. So they could come back without a rule.
Right. We had a really cool boss years ago. I still love the dude to this day, but he actually was wrong about he wouldn't let us advertise condoms.
Well,
no, come on, man.
Use them.
We talk about maybe. I think it's because he said, "Well, you can't feel anything." I think that was his reason.
People might just use them.
No, but I no. Was he?
He said that you guys are too pretty to advertise condoms.
That might have been it.
No, that was not it.
But no, spirits were off the radio for years. Now they're back on there.
That was a holier than thou attitude from the company we were working
for
at the time.
It was. But everything goes the other way.
Yeah. And now I think they would think a little differently.
Well, I think they would with weed once it was legal. But it's not legal in our home state.
Because it's money.
Because of the enormous human penis.
I know here at the flagship.
We call them the human penis now.
I don't know about everywhere else. But
you mean thumb. Right.
That's his head, though.
We advertise kratom. Why couldn't you advertise weed if it's legal?
Yeah, once it's legal, right, and it will be eventually somewhere. I mean, everywhere.
One of those.
Yeah.
It is somewhere already, but
alternative publications.
I just read that the
in
woman
in Denver.
There's a woman governor up in South Dakota, and they were pushing hemp, which is, by the way, no THC. And the farmers were going to do a bunch of hemp sales and plant hemp, and she said, no. Because hemp is what? Oh, it's pot.
No.
But it's not. Thank you. But that was her reasoning.
It's a weed.
She said,
no. Doesn't even.
And it would help. It would help South Dakota tremendously in the farming industry.
Well, you don't want that.
Not through the middle of the country.
Now, that really has flip-flopped, and South Dakota is not even the best Dakota.
No, it's not. North is now, because North's got the weed, right?
That's really flip-flopped. Yeah. Quick.
And it was just a low bar. That's why we always gave it to South Dakota.
North Dakota even had recreational on the ballot.
But South Dakota, you can gamble at every gas station in South Dakota,
oh, sure.
So I don't care. It's ridiculous.
No, every alternative publication, you know, newspapers that used to contain like nothing but sex ads, phone right. sex ads, or strippers and escorts.
Right.
It's all weed. Like 50 pages of your Westword, which is your weekly alternative publication in Denver, it's all weed ads.
So they got rid of, so since Christie ain't in charge over there because he was worried that weed, people wouldn't be able to, I don't know, what was the word, willpower.
Drive across the bridge?
Well, no, he thought it was willpower, and it was just crazy coming from a guy that can't lose a pound, you know. That was it. He said he was worried about the willpower. That's not the word I'm looking for. But you know, whatever. He couldn't control themselves once weed was legal or something like that.
Yeah. But
did he actually have
the sports better can?
Now is weed gonna pass now? Because the governor's pro weed, I believe, now in Jersey.
Yeah, it'll go through.
And we got our buddy listening in Jersey right now, so we can
He doesn't smoke.
No, he doesn't smoke weed.
No.
Until it's legal.
He doesn't even gamble on sports, I don't think.
But he would still know he's living there.
That's legal in Jersey now, isn't it?
Yes.
The sports gambling?
Yeah, I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, I think so.
Yeah, but those gamblers have more willpower than weed smokers. Yeah. That's fine. I think you should be able to gamble on sports everywhere while you're smoking legal weed.
Yep.
Throw the mandate down.
You forgot you lost your ass.
I forgot who I bet on. Who am I supposed to cheer for?
They got their way that ticket.
Yeah. Well, that's when you call your bookie up because he'll tell you. He remembers.
Yeah, he wrote it down.
Yeah. Because it's important for them to make money to keep track of crap like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to. They do it for you.
New study says it's easy to get opioids and very hard to get medication-assisted treatment for addiction to
opioids. I don't know if
opioids.
This is a glamour shot or not, but the governor of South Dakota looks pretty good.
Yeah, I saw a photo of her yesterday, too. She looked pretty hot. She's dumb, but she's
yeah.
What's
hot.
Her name?
She's probably Christy Noem.
Oh, yeah.
What's her party?
I don't know. She's probably one of those that she's cool till she opens her mouth.
Exactly.
Of course, she's from South Dakota. I have a guess.
I'm just kidding. I was being rhetorical there.
Oh yeah, she's no. Once in a while, like North Dakota, we'll put a Democrat in there.
Not anymore.
Not any time in the last couple
Not
of decades
anymore.
But occasionally, I may be a little. Biased, but occasionally an independent spirit goes through the voters of North Dakota, and they put a Democrat in
Not
the Senate.
Not anymore. Not since they voted in the black guy. That's put the kibosh on those states for years now.
Yeah, there's been a little backlash.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hasn't there?
Yes, there has. Yeah, she seemed pretty hot, but like you
know
said,
why?
She opened her mouth, she's not hot at all.
Because of his job-killing regulations.
she opens her mouth, you know she's not hot, you're right.
I read something about
For certain reasons, maybe.
Yeah, I haven't looked into her.
The family farm.
She just said no
the
to
Diane
hemp.
The Diane family
no to
farm.
Frickin' hemp.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently, Obama made a couple of promises that were going to help the Diane family farm, and he didn't come through. So, they turned on him in the last election.
Yeah, but this guy, that was killing him, and they don't care. The trade war is killing them.
Yeah, I know.
So don't, you know.
I'm just saying what people are thinking as I was reading this article about how the family farm's just getting bulldozed.
They get bulldozed now because of the trade war. Because of the trade war.
No,
they go to the news. They talk to these guys all the time. They go, we got to stick it out.
No, but regulations have been put in place over the past couple of decades that have just set it up for big corporate farms. You know, where guys are, hey, you go through Iowa. There's barns with 40,000 pigs in them, and your family farm can't compete with that.
Oh, speaking of pigs, have you seen the great meme that's creepy as hell?
The smell of money.
The pig's eye
it
and
is.
Trump's eye on top of each other?
No.
Oh, it's creepy looking. It just zeroes in on Trump's eye, you know, with the blonde-looking bloodshot red eye he has, basically, and it shows a pig's eye at the same distance. Yeah, the only reason you can tell is there's more hair on the temples of the pig than there is on Trump. You seen it, Puss? It's all over.
It's all over
social media.
I love Temple of the Pig.
It's brutal.
It was a lesser known album after Temple of the Pig.
Yeah, Temple of the Pig. A couple of different members.
Yeah, they switched out a few guys.
Temple of the Pig. It's a brutal photo, Craig. You got to check it out.
I don't know.
No, I'll show it to you during the break.
Do you have to do it with a Trump eye, or could you do it with some other hairy eyeball?
Trump eye? Trump
well, no,
eye.
It's because, well, you could find another baggy-eyed old blonde guy,
okay.
and probably do it. It's but it's just the way it looks. It's a real close shot.
Pig eye.
Hair lip.
And once again, I'll mention that.
Plus, I'll reminisce, though, looking at the photo of you that close to a pig's eye.
Oh,
smell of money. Todd's
smell
right.
of money. Also, did you see the meme where there's like a 3-year-old kid with a cow teat right in his mouth?
Oh, it's a video.
Yes. Why would let the kid do that? Not first of all, it's creepy. And second of all, you don't know where that teat's been.
You live in some dark corners of the internet, my friend.
You saw it, right?
I saw it.
It's a video. It's out there. Just down there. Go. You must be getting milk out of it.
Yeah. It's just like drinking raw milk. I've seen people drink raw milk.
I know.
Before.
It just looks
from the tap.
It looks freaky.
Weird.
It looks like the.
Okay, but we're not
like
familiar with.
It's a Finding Neverland video.
I'm familiar with dairy farmers, and they actually clean the teats off before they attach the machine to them.
What was this guy? What was a 3-year-old kid on? Did you say?
Just on Facebook. It's a video out there.
He's sucking.
No,
on
I
the,
said it was on the.
He said it was a pig.
No.
No, it's
this,
a cow.
This is a cow teat.
He was sucking on a cow udder.
I thought Tyler said pig.
No, the pig's eye, the cow teat.
Oh, okay. That's different entirely.
These are all stuff plus knows about the farm, man. Right. Yeah.
Temple of the pig, teat of the cow.
Did you ever put your milk in your cow's push? You ever stick one of those in your mouth?
No.
Okay, good idea. Good,
It was the pork capital of Southwest Iowa, the beef capital.
Okay. Well, you had cows on the farm.
The dairy capital. These are not beef cows. These are dairy cattle. And as a young man, I've seen that.
You put one in your mouth?
I didn't do that.
Good for you.
Well, if they're clean.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta wash it off.
They do wash it off. They put the iodine all over it.
You wouldn't put your mouth on that, or not that. At
least. One point they did.
Yeah,
I doubt they still do
before they attach it because there's a machine that hooks up to all the udders and you suck that cow dry.
I'm guessing that cow was into it actually. Though, thinking about it,
that cow didn't even notice.
It felt it like that's pretty good.
It didn't.
That's better than a machine.
No, that's not a cow erogenous zone.
Is it puss? I'll ask puss once again.
No,
the expert.
Right.
Where is a cow's erogenous zone?
You know.
Yeah.
Southwest Iowa.
The erogenous zone of the cow. Is that the sign says that when you entering
Southwest Iowa.
Entering Villisca?
Yes, the cattle erogenous zone capital of somewhere.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.